Welcome back to Jefferson City for this week's audio update. Last week we talked about my bill that addressed abusive traffic ticket schemes and that issue that we voted out 34 to nothing and moves its way over to the House of Representatives. After that passage and over the weekend, a couple reports had surfaced. One in the city of Edmondson, a mayor had actually told police officers that they needed to write more tickets because their salaries were based on the number of tickets they wrote, and he included that in a paycheck. And then later there was also another report of a North St. Louis County municipality where they actually had in writing requirements for certain types of actions, including tickets written and arrests related to traffic offenses. So clearly this issue is front and center and top of mind. There was an article in the New York Times actually about it this past Sunday, which was interesting. I was featured in it along with some of my other colleagues and people who have joined forces from across the political spectrum to say that these municipalities, these abusive traffic ticket schemes that exist, they hurt the poor, and it's an overreach of government, and people ought to be concerned about this. So it's gotten more coverage nationally now, which is, I think, all leading and creating momentum for us to have really systemic change. One of the issues I wanted to talk about this week was we took on the school transfer slash education bill for this session. Last year, as you recall, we passed a bill, a sweeping bill, the most significant education bill in decades, that the governor vetoed. The governor has engaged in the process a little bit more this year, and we're trying to work on how we can deal with the transfer situation for receiving districts like Kirkwood and Lindbergh and Parkway so they have reasonable criteria for transfer students as they seek to transfer from an unaccredited district to receiving districts. But the more challenging issues we've talked about before is what do you do in those unaccredited districts to provide better education options? And so last year we had a private non-religious option. The governor in his veto letter referenced that. And although I supported that, we are moving towards a different model, an expansion and a robust expansion of charter schools to provide options for those kids. The governor's indicated support. There's bipartisan support for that. So we're hoping that we can work a bill through the Senate, get it over the House, and ultimately have the governor sign it. I think it would be significant. It would provide certainty on the transfer issue and provide a number of different options via charter and virtual schools that just simply don't exist right now. So that's a little bit what's going on here in Jefferson City. It's busy. It's early in session, but it's very busy, as you can tell. We'll keep working on all these important issues we talked about today and many, many others. Please, if you have any questions or concerns, you can call us, email us, write us a letter. We want to stay in touch with you and keep you informed. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend. Stay warm.